Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I just realized that you guys couldn't hear me. Welcome to the show tonight. Listen, ain't no technical difficulties about to hold back the show tonight, because tonight's show is all about energy and all how you respond to situations or how you react to situations. So I want to welcome you to the call. I was talking up for something and I was like, why nobody is in it? But I want to welcome you to the line. And just to make sure that energy is upright, I'm gonna bring that Millie right on back. Go ahead, and that'll give you some time to text somebody. Make sure they get on the call. Make sure they get on this show so they can hear from the young entrepreneurs. All right, I'm gonna give y'all 30 more seconds to make it happen. I'm a young money millionaire. Y'all know I wish I was a rapper. Listen, we about to get this thing started all the way live. This is your one and only. This is your host. I go by so many names. And I want to introduce you to my new title, Toya Tubman. If you don't know who Harriet Tubman is, go to Google real quick and get your life, okay? Harriet Tubman was very intricate in the Underground Railroad. And she has so much to do with taking people from a poverty mindset, from a poverty and slave mentality, slave reality, onto an abundant state, to a freed state, right? And I feel like I'm doing that this day and age and being partners with people like young entrepreneurs and bringing financial literacy to life. Okay, so you're on the line with Miss Toya Tubman, Miss Millions, Miss Controversy Bird, Lady Legacy, whatever you want to call me. Okay, because I'm all of them. And shout out to anybody who watched Black Girls Rock tonight. Shout out to all our black and brown magical women that are out there making things happen. So without any further ado, like I mentioned, tonight's show is all about energy and good vibes as it relates to young people being entrepreneurs. So can I get a quick roll call? Let me know which youngpreneurs are on the line tonight. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Man.
Oh,
you want to talk? You can go ahead, Mom.
Ladies first.
It's Ayana on the line. Yeah. So, you know, I'm here and I'm ready to get started.
Okay, that's what's up. Shout out to the lady of the group, the first lady of the group coming through, Ayana, young and definitely an entrepreneur doing her thing. All right, who's up next?
All right, it's my turn to talk. It's Marvin's on the line. Hey, how you doing?
Peace, peace, peace and blessings, my young black brother. How you doing? Who else is representing tonight?
Isaac on the call.
Okay, AG. Listen, I just got to say this about Isaac. Isaac, what's your background? Like, where are you from? Like, what's your family's nationality?
Puerto Rican, Honduran.
Puerto Rican and Honduran. For all of you guys that don't know, that means he's eating really well, okay, because they got some good food. Okay, so coming through. So listen, this is going to be a smorgasbord. I don't even know if I'm saying that word right, but this is going to be a smorgasbord of a conversation about energy. I know all of us are reading this book called The Energy Bus by John Gordon, and or tapping into you know, some of the YouTube clips, and this book is dope, and it puts me in the mind of young entrepreneurs. Like, what happens when things aren't right? What happens when it's some bad vibes when it comes to your business? So I like, let's dive right into it. How do you guys deal with bad vibes? And I'm going to throw some salt in there to make it spicy. When have you been the cause of bad vibes in your business? How have you dealt with bad vibes? And have you ever been the cause of bad vibes in your business?
Man. Let me tell you. I'm going to talk first because this book has came at a very good time. Because the day before I got the book, I caught a flat tire, right?
Wait, you said you bought the book last night?
No, I didn't buy it last night. I bought it I got it last week. Well, what day
okay.
was it? What day did I caught a flat? I think I caught a flat on Monday. So I probably got the book on Tuesday. Yeah, I probably got the book on Tuesday. I caught a flat on Monday. And I guess I was the cause of bad vibes and energy within my business because it was like problem after problem. And then I caught a flat. I'm like, dang, what am I going to do next? But luckily, Ayana was there next to me and she was like, yo, you got to tighten up. I mean, you got to basically have to get it together. And I have to have like be more positive for myself because at the end of the day, like, being down about it is not going to do nothing. So then, a day later, I brought the energy bus, and I started reading it. Read, like, the first 50 pages, and I resonated with the main character because he caught a flat tire. I'm like, yo.
You saw that? He caught the flat tire, and then he had to ride the freaking bus? Oh, my goodness. Now, imagine if you had to ride the bus. How would your energy levels be?
If I had the
you feel
bus,
me?
I would.
that's real talk.
I'm gonna be high, honestly. But
yeah, right, I ride the bus all the time.
But when I read it,
listen,
I was like, yo, like I called her up. I was like, I gotta read this book. Read the first 50 pages and don't talk to me until you read it.
That's what's up. Yeah. Accountability. I got to interject really quickly before you get to the sauce part of your story, the other sauces, because you touched on something, and I'm pretty sure Isaac can agree and Ayana can agree. You touched on something before you even got the book. So you said that you were already on some bad vibes on Monday. And then things on top of things start happening, and then, boom, here comes this flat tire. Right, and you already had somebody on your energy bus who actually was there to help correct that energy. And in this example, that was Ayana. And if you continue to read the book, Miss Joy, I believe that's her name. She's a bus driver. She don't play that.
She says, listen, when you get on this here bus, there are some rules that you got to follow. And one of the things that's intricate and important about this book and the energy bus, you're going to be your own driver. And you're going to have your own tribe and your own people that are going to be a part of this bus. And you got to know how to identify and who to identify, you know, the right people around you. So you already indicated that Ayana was actually, you know, the right person to be on your bus. Because she was like, listen, put it together. Because you know what you were about to do? You were about to have an effect on the energy of the people on your bus. And even though she was telling you that to encourage you, she was also telling you that because she didn't want to have to X you for the week. Be like, oh, no, you know, nah. Ayana, do you feel me?
Yes, I feel you, girl. I feel you.
So, okay, I'm sorry for the interruption. I'm going to let you finish your story. Go ahead with your story.
I don't even know where I was. Well, basically, yeah, I was going to call my, like, I was just going to end my day right there. I was like, let me just go home. Or just regroup for tomorrow. But Ayana was like, you got a business to run and ain't no stopping. You got to figure this out. So I basically had to figure it out. Like, I
That's
had no
right.
choice. Like, reading the book made me realize, like, yo, yeah, she was right. Like, I'm big on energy too. Like, if you with the negative vibes, I don't like being around you. And how could I explain it? Yeah, I don't like being around you if you on negative vibes. So reading that book made me, like, regroup myself, made me realize who I am as an individual. Like, I have to have good energy. And I'm big on energy transmutation. Like, you have to transmute positive energy into everything that you do. Like, they explain how people believe in zodiacs, religion, and vibrations of the earth and how that may affect you. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So you are the driver of your bus, and you should have that positive energy to push you towards greatness or towards wherever you want to go.
Okay. I like that. So flat tire, one flat tire or four flat tires, it don't matter. You heard it from Marvin himself. He said he going to get himself together because he realized he is responsible for his own energy. All right. So Ayana or Isaac, have you guys ever been the reason for bad vibes in your business? Or how do you handle bad vibes when it's in your midst?
Yeah, I can say I have been the cause of bad vibes in my business, or not just my business, but in my relationships with people. You know, when I'm in a bad place because things aren't going the way they're supposed to or the way I intended them to go, I tend to get frustrated. So every time I do that, I just got to check myself and realize that, one, I can't control everything. So the only thing I can control is my reaction. So in the energy bus, there's this formula that it's events plus perception or positive energy results in outcome. So I just have to change my outlook.
Rewind.
Situation.
Rewind. I'm sorry. Rewind. Repeat that, please. Repeat the formula.
The formula is events plus perception or positive energy equals outcome. So when something happens, the way that you look at it and the way you act towards it will result in the outcome of that situation. So you just have to realize that when you react negatively to something, then you're going to have a negative outcome, no matter what the event is. So if you want the outcome to be positive, you need to react positively. So you just have
That's
to
right.
always look at the brighter side of things and try to make the best out of every situation.
That's right. I like that. I got some salt I'm going to throw back at you, but I want to hear from Isaac first. Is Isaac, beam me up, Scotty. Is Isaac still with us?
Hello.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't put myself off mute.
That's bad, okay. Guys, okay, bad. Goodbye.
But can everybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you
fine. Okay, I was just making sure. Because I started talking. I'm like, oh, wait. Why can't... Anyway, but honestly, there was one time. And, you know, it's just like, you know, this book really does help a lot. Because when I was looking back at a situation, and this was before I even read this book. So it was like, when I started looking back at this certain scenario that I'm about to bring. So, you know, it was just one of those days. I know everybody has those one days where it just was not going right at all. Like, no matter what. And it starts from when you wake up. So I had that day, I had woke up late. My phone was dead. I did not hear my alarm. I woke up at 10:30. So you already know that affected my business already. Just the fact that I was waking up at 10:30. And I was like,
right.
Wow. So, you know, I'm upset. I'm rushing. And, you know, nothing gets done well when you start rushing at all. Like, so I'm rushing, trying to get ready. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I need to go to the office. So, you know, I rush. I get up out of there. And, you know, it's about, like, 11 o'clock. And I'm about to, you know, I just get off the turnpike, and I'm making a right. And, you know, I'm at the light. I'm at the light before the office. And so my phone vibrates. And the light is still red, but my phone vibrates, and I look at it. It's just a quick glance. I wasn't even, you know, I didn't even pick it up to text or nothing. Like, so I saw the light turn green, and then my phone vibrated again, so I looked down, and I tapped the gas once. I did not know the guy was making a right, and I hit him.
Oh, Lord.
So I was
Wait.
Just like
horrible.
At that moment I'm like, did I really just hit this guy? And I'm just like, I'm thinking, my Lord, please don't tell me I just hit this guy, and I hit the guy in the back. I said, oh my gosh. Like, everything was just, you know, that was just, I was mad. I was just really upset, cuz I'm like, this is already not my day, and it's just adding on to the worst. So we pull over, and, you know, and it wasn't even really nothing that serious. But so the guy tried to hustle me. He was like, man, so what can you do for me? And I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, there's barely nothing. I'm just like, yo. I'm like, there's not even nothing on your car, man. He said, man, you see that? Man, what can you do for me, man? I was like, you know what? I'll give you $50 and call it a day. Because I was not trying to go through the hassle of calling the cops, even though the cops would have showed up and been like, man, this ain't nothing serious. But at the end of the day, they still have to do their job. So I was not trying to have a whole police report. So I just said, you know what, bro? Because I could have came off and, you know, just been rude and been like, no, what are you talking about? That's nothing. But I was like, you know what, bro? Despite everything that happened, I said, I had a smile. I said, you know what? I can give you $50 and we'd call it a day. And he said, okay. So, you know, me just looking back at
sorry.
And I'm just like,
I had to do that to you because you brought out the Benjamins. I mean, half of the Benjamins. You brought out $50 and you was like, man, get off my back. Leave me alone. This ain't even no Fender Bender.
I'm saying, so it's like, you know, so I just thought about it. I'm like, you know what? You know, no matter how the day started, no matter, you know, how bad it got, I still managed to put a smile on my face and said, no problem, bro. I got you. I'll give you $50 and we'll call it even. And
That's
we both went
up.
Our separate ways. And, you know, it's like the same way what Ayana brought up, just the fact of how you handle certain situation, and it's just that this book just told it all. It was just like, how you handle certain situations will determine exactly how the outcome of the situation will be. So I always feel like no matter what, you should always think of something as in a positive way than a negative way, no matter the situation. No matter the situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you know, that's honestly, if you, once you have that mindset and you're able to manifest that mindset, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you and your business at all.
That's right. And I'm sorry to interrupt and cut you off on that last little piece, but everything you're saying is right. Sometimes we just have to take, like, a deep breath. We have to Ayana, I'm sorry, I always do that. Ayana gave us a great formula from the book when it comes to controlling your results. The event, your perception, good vibes, whatever it is going to equal how you respond to the event, right? And then Isaac just, you know, walked us through how he handled that. I learned so many things from what I heard from everybody today. I heard have a backup if you have a flat tire. I heard have some money on deck in case you need to shut somebody up so you could protect your energy, okay? Have a blue face. Have a $100 bill somewhere just in case you need to protect your peace and your energy for your business sake, and bigger than that, for your personal peace, for your personal peace sake. And I have some confessions to make. So you guys know I'm a vegan on Instagram, but in real life sometimes I eat seafood. So the other day I wanted some fried conch, and I'm bougie. I always call before I get somewhere because you know why? I don't deserve to wait. Why do I need to wait? I'm Toya Tubman. No, I don't need to wait. So I call strategically ahead of time to the little food truck. Listen, I want fried conch. I don't want no fries. I just want this. Okay, we're going to put your order in. Y'all know when I got there, they didn't have the order. And the cook wasn't there. And it was like, oh, we forgot to put the order in, and the cook is gone, so nobody can make your order. So, you know, I was looking left, and then I was looking right. And I was like, I know they ain't talking to me. And I was so up. First of all, I was hungry. And second of all, I had this craving. I'm already cheating on my little vegan mission, right? And I was like, my first, you know, statement out of my mouth was, why y'all didn't call me? Oh, I don't know. Da, 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 da. And then I was like, you know what? I took a deep breath and I was like, thank you. And I just walked away. But I was laughing to myself as I walked away. I was like, damn, man, I just want some fried conch. And I was like, I could be so upset. You have the right to have bad energy. Did you know that? I had the right to be upset as a customer because the customer service was on zero. So I said, you know what? They're not the only place in town that does fried conch, and I already know what my alternative is. And so in regards to formulas on how to deal with bad vibes, especially when it's based on your perception and how you're responding to things, you need to come up with a few coping mechanisms that you can use so you won't stay in a bad vibe situation. Music is a huge component, and you need to be careful with music. I recommend you use music to help you get your vibe up, but you can also be listening to music to keep your vibe down. Y'all know I'm old school, so I'm a Generation X. While all these people on the line, I don't know, they Generation Y, millennials, cute babies. I don't know what generation they are, but... But Andre 3000 once said in a rap song, he said, you on that Tupac, you talking loud, you talking about that gangster. So we can use music as a tool to fuel the emotion that we choose to entertain at the time. So if I want to choose to entertain wretchedism, that's a word, you already know what I'm going to listen to, right? Wretched soundtrack. If I want to entertain determination, strong will, you know what kind of playlist I'm going to have. If I'm going to the gym to be motivated or if it's that time and the lights need to be dim and it's some other kind of music. Music is a powerful tool, so I'm encouraging you guys to find the right playlist, the right soundtrack that is always going to get your vibe going. So that's my last question as we close out. Guys, please, oh, and shout out to one of the listeners that just sent me a text message. Thank you for listening, and that's Miss Gorge, honey. Miss Kendra Witter is also listening in. Look forward from some show that we're going to be putting together dealing with fashion and finance, okay? But really quickly on our way out, guys, tell me what's your songs, what's your go-to energy uppers, your that music, that song that gets you going on good vibes?
Honestly, my song right now to pick me up, no matter what mood I'm in, is Move Forever by Beyonce and Jay-Z and all that.
Okay! That song is everything. I'm not a huge Beyonce fan, but I have respect for her craft and what she does. That song, not only is it a mood, honey, she said, I'm a whole mood, like soul food. Did you hear that part? Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, okay, me and Ayana, we're going to vibe later, ride out later on that song. But to the gentleman, what songs do you use? What's on your playlist to make sure your energy is up right and you got good vibes?
Man, if you know me, I'm always listening to music. So I got a whole bunch of songs. But my main one lately, and everybody know this, it's been Stuck in the Grind by Nipsey Hussle. Because it just put me in my zone. Like, I remember who I am and what I do this for, and I'll just be like, yeah, let's go.
That's what's up. Hey, guys, just a sidebar note. Make sure, I know you guys have a hot new popping YouTube channel that you guys are putting together, and also your Instagram, youngpreneurs.tv on Instagram. You should encourage people to vibe out, you know, on those songs that you guys recommended. Talk about this week. Help people keep their energy up. All right. And by the way, Isaac does carry a speaker with him everywhere he goes. So he is like some good vibe DJ, okay?
You meant Marvin.
And Isaac, what's that music? I said Marvin's, right?
No, you said Isaac. But it's
cool. I'm sorry. Marvin's carries. Marvin, look, I can't get it right. Marvin's carries a speaker around, so he our good vibe DJ. So Isaac, really quickly, what music do you listen to keep your vibes good?
I mean, honestly, like, if I were to pick one song, because all I do is ever listen to music while I did, it would have to be, like, and this is just an old song, but I really don't care. And it's, honestly, it would have to be I'm a Boss by Meek Mill, Rick Ross.
Okay. That boy came with the old school. I'm a Boss?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen.
I am the boss.
Okay. That boy said he the boss. Listen, we only got, like, 20 seconds left in the show. Guys, I'm going to need your help. We have to share the show. We have to promote the show so we can get some callers calling in and make this show a little bit more spicier. I'm also going to challenge each of you to find a young entrepreneur in the community and befriend them. Share your good vibe techniques with them. Recommend the book to them and make this thing happen, okay? So I'm going to ride out with my favorite song right now that I'm listening to keep my vibes up. It's called Tribe by Jadenna. I don't own the rights to this song, but I'm going to ride out to this song. You can find me on Instagram, LA_LATOY. And you can also find our guest for tonight on youngpreneurs.tv. All the links are in the bio. Okay, let's ride out. Thank you, guys. Peace. Hey, that's my tribe.
Who you with? Who your crew, who your clique? Who your fan, who you sick? Who you gang, who you real? Fuck them all, that my tribe. That my crew, that my clique. That my fan, that my sick. That my gang, that my bitch. Fuck them all, that my tribe. Yeah, yeah, that my tribe. Yeah, yeah, that my tribe. Aye, yeah, that my tribe. Yeah, aye. Feel like one of the crew, feel like one of the crew. Ain't got nothing to do, ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue, feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you, we got money to move. Put your pride in a trash bin, too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla, you ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing, hate the plot, love the casting. Tryna catch a nigga lacking, bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent, and a funky way of dancing. And we get the word of passion, and they still afraid of black skin. Niggas tryna split a fraction, small money for the trapping. Stadiums full of vibranium in the land of the black skin. And it's time that we cashing, feel the hunger like I'm fasting.